This is a recording of Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani for Sunday, June 12th, 2016. Plan for Life Now can be heard every Sunday at 8 a.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Views expressed on this program are those of the sponsors and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. An investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Indices mentioned are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. Asset allocation and diversification strategies cannot assure profit or protect against loss. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Capital Retirement Strategies and Cambridge Investment Research are not affiliated.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. This is Plan for Life Now with your hosts, Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Good morning, Steve. Hello. What's happening? I've worked very hard to put together, I guess, the best broadcast I could.
I'm very excited today to see what you've put together.
I have.
You told me you've been working hard.
I told you behind the scenes. I'll give people some insight. Like, how do you do a radio show? Well, I'll tell you, because of a very busy week, and I just picked up my daughter from the airport last night.
At 2:30 in the morning, right?
So I've prepared absolutely nothing. That doesn't mean that something's not prepared. So what I mean by that is we're going to use the knowledge and the broadcasting skills that we've had over the years to put together a break here. And then during the next commercial, we'll wing it from there.
I'm glad we peel back the curtain and let everybody know our creative process behind all of this.
Some people think, oh, yeah, they're just saying that because they've worked so hard to prepare something. And then, no, we're
I've
not
got
even
a
just
couple
saying
of
that.
Things.
No, I know, but I don't want
opening.
To get to that because right. I do want to get to the fact that we have our seminar coming up. For many of you, this would be the last time you would probably go. A lot of people are gone in the summer. Mm-hmm. They're not doing anything in July, and we are not doing anything in August because we don't really do organized talks as we're working in August, kind of. But we're not, you know, we take our vacations in August, but we're not doing that. So for a lot of you, if you're interested in what we do, this seminar coming up, Retirement Strategies for People Over 55, this is your chance to go. So I figured we could spend this first break talking a little bit. And this Tuesday, in a couple days, at Clyde's and Tyson's, this Tuesday, June 14th, this Wednesday, June 15th, at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. And I always think, like, well, why would I go to you? You know, last time I turned on the radio, there's, I don't know, every single show is on this stuff, retirement planning or investment planning, and it starts to get all muddled.
Yeah.
But I think we basically have a couple principles that we think are super important to do this. A, we really specialize. And I've looked at other people's websites, some I respect, as a matter of fact, in mm-hmm. retirement and investment planning. And a lot of times there'll be a checklist. Do we have a checklist on our website? I need to go back and look at it.
Checklist for what?
Things that you should be looking for a financial advisor.
Okay.
But almost always, in every checklist I've ever seen in a magazine or a website or whatever, one of them is, does the person you're looking into have other clients like you?
Right.
In other words, a specific type of client. And that's one of the things, it's one of the principles we've always adhered to. Look at the name of this talk. It's highly specified. Retirement Strategies for People Over 55.
Right.
That doesn't mean you can't be 54 and still go. You could. But, you know, we're looking for people. We're dealing with people who are in that planning time that we think is hypercritical that you can't mess up, really between the ages of 55 and 65.
Well, that's when this reality of, hey, I'm actually going to retire. This money that I've been saving actually needs to be used to support me. And I've got to figure out how do I make that money last for the rest of my life. And I like this because the way that you've opened this up, because I always try to think in terms of, hey, I'm out there listening. I'm trying to make a decision about what type of advisor I want to hire. And you're right. There are a million different shows on this. There are a million different commercials, people bombarding you. And there are big firms out there. You know, I won't get into naming, but you guys know them. They're big wirehouse bank type firms that you could work with. Well, if you work with one of those types of firms it's going to be a little bit more, or I should say a lot more, formulaic. It's going to be whatever that big corporate entity tells your advisor to sell. Right? That's what it comes down to. You can work with people who are more on the insurance-based side of things. So you're going to hear people, they talk about life insurance or, you know, annuity things, and it sounds like the greatest thing ever. Right? But they're really just selling insurance. So what I think, starting place, when you're deciding on an advisor, you need to be working for somebody who is independent. Right? That we think that's a good starting place. They're independent, meaning they don't work for a big bank, they don't work for a big wirehouse, they don't work for an insurance company. Not saying those are bad people. I mean, we've got friends who work in those kind of environments.
Of course.
But there are restrictions. There are certain handcuffs that they have inherently placed on them that they don't have all the flexibility. Right? So now you've gotten yourself into this world of independent advisors. It's a good start. But now where do you go from here?
So my second principle
that
we adhere to, I think we did touch on the fact that though we work with the small segment of the population, which gives you an expertise in the issues and the problems and the goals and the how to put together a plan of that group. Independence, another big principle for us. Another one for us, that this is huge, is that, and this is where you get in trouble sometimes if all you do is listen to the radio. We suggest listen to our show and then turn off the radio. But if all you do is,
not too many
I'm
people
kidding.
Do that, right.
Actually, I'm kidding, because there is a lot to be said for getting a bunch of different opinions. And that's one thing this station does. You're going to get a lot of different opinions on your retirement planning. There's nothing wrong with that. But what is dangerous to us is the magic product, the magic product theory. And I would even almost say magic advisor. So we are really anti-magic product, magic advisor. Magic product is, well, let's spend an entire hour talking about one financial planning product, one investment or insurance product. This product sounds so good. I get guaranteed money and I can't lose any money and it's going to solve all my retirement plans, this one thing. And to make it sound better, I'll have one expert person and one ex-traffic radio person who this is the job they got after that. So ultimately, what's wrong with this? It sounds great. It's spun a certain way to sound fantastic, but there is no such thing as a magic product. There is no one investment or insurance product that's going to solve all your problems. And in many cases, that product is not right for you at all.
Right. Well, and that's why you have to have an advisor. So we talk about being independent, so you're allowed to pick from the whole array of products out there. But now you've got to go from, you know, just being independent to actually having an advisor that has knowledge of all these different products, that understands the role of insurance products like life insurance, long-term care, and annuities, and investment products like ETFs and mutual funds and stocks and bonds. You've got to have an understanding of all of those things, because frankly, I can't sit here and not knowing who we're talking to right now. I can't sit here and say one thing is or is not appropriate for anyone. I mean, I just can't do that because I don't know your situation. And in each different situation, different mixes of everything are going to be appropriate. And I think that's really the key when you work with someone who is specialized in your area, specialized in your age group. So, I mean, like we say, most of our clients are in that range of, when we start working with them, of 55 to 65. We've got a lot of government employees, a lot of defense contractors, a lot of self-employed individuals. I mean, that makes up a lot of our clients in this area because their cases are similar. And when you do the same thing over and over again, I mean, you talk about going to a doctor. You know, you go to your general practitioner. That's great. They kind of know a little bit about all these different things. But if you've got surgery, and retirement is like surgery, you want somebody specialized. You want that guy who's doing your surgery, the man or woman, you want them to have done this 1,000 times before. They can do it in their sleep. They know this stuff inside and out. And that's what you need when it comes to retirement planning as well.
Yeah, and then I guess magic advisor to me has a couple of connotations. One would be, hate to peel back the curtain. It's very hard to make short-term predictions about the stock market and be right all the time. Hard, I don't know if we're allowed to say impossible, but guess what? It is, unless you're good at
to be
guessing
right all the time.
All the time. Because you're basically moving in and out of markets all the time to, oh, look what's going on here. Let's move our money out of here into cash, out of cash into stocks, into bonds, into this, into that. Always moving for short-term gains. Mm-hmm. And I call that's part of the magic advisor. The person who seems to know the market better than everybody else and can make a lot of short-term moves. And ultimately, in the long haul, you're going to make more money is sort of what's sold, and that's not really statistically probable.
No, it's not going to happen. And we're going to talk later in the show just about, in 2015, the mistakes that investors made going in the market and out of the market at the wrong time, and specifically, what did that cost investors last year?
Right. And then one other thing. Hey, I'm listening to a show like yours. This is fantastic. This person sounds great. They may say the same similar stuff to what you're saying, so I can't wait to work with them. I'll even, I would pay anything to work with them.
Right.
Wow, them, they sound great. That would be cool. Okay. Oh, wait a second. I'm not working with them. In fact, I will never meet them. And that to us is extremely important, is that...
Well, because I know what you're doing. You're making a joke here and being sarcastic. But be clear, when you say that, with our firm, the way that we have structured things is that clients actually work with Dave and I. Right? We sit down with you. We meet with you. If we work together as a client and you're a client, we're going to continue to work with you. What Dave was saying in his sarcasm there is a lot of firms, that's not the case. You're going to hear one person on the radio, see one person in a seminar, and then work with somebody different.
Right. And all those things added together. If you're doing everything right, we feel it's the best chance to have to do this planning that's critically important as you put together a game plan that has to have enough liquidity, has to have enough retirement income in it, to last you the rest of your life. So this is what we sort of lay out. And then specifically, what are our strategies is what we lay out for our seminar. Retirement strategies for people over 55. It's this Tuesday, June 14th, Clyde's Restaurant in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. This Wednesday, the 15th, at Normandy Farm in Potomac, Maryland. Our dinners and talk is always completely free of charge. Starts at 6:30. If you'd like to attend, if this sounds like something that you'd like to find out more about, register on our phone line, 888-582-4582, or on our website, planforlifenow.com. This Tuesday, Clyde's and Tyson's. This Wednesday, Normandy Farm in Potomac. 888-582-4582 to register, or just go to our website, planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. I'll give it one more time. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Plan for Life Now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking a lot about our seminar this week. Because if it fits you, doesn't fit you, that's fine. If it does fit you, we'd like to see a retirement strategies for people over 55. And there's one thing that a lot of people don't know. It's so critically important. And I would say even more critically important for you attorneys out there, you government contractors, you salespeople, you doctors. Mm-hmm. People who have money in a 401k, and maybe because look, retirement strategies for people over 55, you built up maybe quite a bit in that 401k. But what you don't have is a pension. You're going to have Social Security whenever you decide to take it, but no pension. Now this 401k is critically important, and we think requires a lot of sophistication to plan with, but you can't do anything with it until you're a certain age. By doing anything with it, you can't roll it over.
Yeah, and I mean, let's back this up even further and just very briefly discuss the history of what's happened to retirement planning over the last 30-some-odd years. If you went back to the mid-80s, you saw about 90% of Fortune 500 companies had defined benefit pension plans. know, these are your traditional pension plans. You retire after a certain number of years. You get a certain number of dollars in retirement. So you retire from a big company, get $3,000 a month. Now, it's less than 10% of companies have defined benefit plans. What they have instead, or was what most of you know, is your 401k, TSP, or 403b plans. And the big shift there is, where is the investment liability? Where is the responsibility for investment? Well, it's not on the company. You know, as long as they've satisfied certain requirements, they provide you with the investment options. It's now up to you. You've got to figure out, how do I grow the money? How do I make it last? All that kind of stuff. So why we say this is a big rule, the rule that Dave's talking about is, when you turn age 59 and a half, you are allowed to roll over. So you're still working at the company, haven't retired yet, but you're allowed to roll over your 401k, TSP, 403b, whatever. And you can roll that over into an IRA. And in an IRA, you've got a lot more flexibility than you would have in a 401k. And that makes a big difference, especially in a case where you don't have a big pension. And this is a lot of people we talk to. You know, they might say, hey, I've got a little bit of pension income. Maybe it'll be $1,000 or $2,000 a month. I've got Social Security. Maybe that's another $2,000 a month. But my expenses are going to be $8,000 a month or $7,000 in retirement. How do I make up the rest of that income? And in most 401ks, and certainly a TSP, you just don't have the investment vehicles to do it. You don't have the flexibility. So what this allows you to do is roll that over at 59 and a half, or frankly, any time after, and maybe you don't retire till 65. But now you've got your retirement plan set up ahead of time.
Right.
You're not scrambling to do it when you turn 65. You've got that set up. And so that's why that 59 and a half in-service withdrawal is so important.
Right. And I would say the closer to 59 and a half that you do it, the better, at least for people we work with, because it gives us time to now let the plan, we put a plan together, say at 60 years old.
Right.
And now you're let's say you're retiring at 66 when you're going to get, you know, a decent Social Security. We'll just use that okay. as a general example. The plan we put together 6 years ago, say you were at 60, that has had a chance to build,
right,
to get going. And that's really important. Without getting into the weeds of what we do, having some time before you retire to have your retirement plan put together really helps.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's sort of what we do. You had no other thoughts on that. I thought you were going to have.
I thought we were running out of time here.
Not according to the clock I was given, and we actually have a little time. But I think just.
I usually look over at your paper, so maybe I was reading.
Wrong one.
Oh, I
you
was
were
reading
looking
a
at
completely
the last break.
Wrong one.
That's the one right there.
Well, yeah. All right. So let me throw in one more thought just about, you know, having that additional time. I mean, everybody has seen these illustrations and demonstrations that show how we all should have started saving for retirement at a younger age. You know, and they say, oh, get your kids to start saving. If they start at 25, they only have to save this much. Well, guess what? The same sort of thing applies on a smaller scale of doing it at 60 versus doing it at 65. You know, those extra 5 years, God, it gives you a lot more flexibility than if you really wait till the last minute.
So our seminar is Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. It is this week, this Tuesday, which is June 14th, Clyde's Restaurant in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. This Wednesday, the 15th, Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. Dinner and seminar, completely free of charge, starts at 6:30. To register, go to the phone line, 888-582-4582, or the website planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or planforlifenow.com. Dinner and talk goes on till about 10 till 8, something like that. Then we do a full question and answer. And if you want us to follow up with you, that's your choice. It's going to be me, Dave Murray, and Steve over here, Steve Kiliani. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582 to register, or planforlifenow.com. We'll do some news and traffic, then we'll be right back.
Trust.
traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. Weekday, mornings on the Mall. WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Plan for life now with Dave Murray and Steve Kiliani.
Welcome back to the show. We do plug our seminar a little bit, a lot, when we're about to do one. Mm-hmm. Especially for a lot of you, this would be the last one for the summer that you would go to, because we know by July, we're doing talks in July. But the reality is, you know, a lot of people are gone, or it's the middle
either
of summer.
Mentally or physically or both checked out.
So, you know, if you're interested in this, if this fits you, retirement strategies for people over 55, who's coming to this talk? Who do I feel is an ideal person or couple to work with us? Well, you know what? We specialize in retirement planning and really end up meeting a lot of our clients when they're 55 and older and working with them really for the rest of their life as they're still working. A lot of them, not all, a lot of people we meet, they're already retired, but you know, you're still sort of at the game plan point of I'm going to be ending 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 1 year from now, 6 months from now, six. But you know, the end is in sight, or at least you want to put together a game plan for that. What you may not know, but what we know, is that when you don't have a lot of pension or no pension, and you're relying on, say, a tiny pension from some other job and Social Security, mm-hmm. the pressure on your IRA, 401k, your retirement savings and investments is really high. It is when you have to create some income out of your assets, not just sort of sit there and look at them, mm-hmm. that, in our opinion, requires sophistication and professional work. And that's why we advertise to this group.
Well, yeah, and just to put a finer point on that, you know, basically if you've got this lump sum of money that you pretty much never have to touch, there's nothing you need from it, you don't need it to live off of, support you, maybe you don't need our help, right? I mean, some people, they say, I want some advice anyway on this and that.
I would actually say there's a lot of those people who do need professional advice as well, but I'll say the two words, critically important.
Right. Here's the fact of the matter, though. If you've got a huge pension that covers all your expenses, you can afford to mess up with the rest of your money. You could afford to go to Vegas, blow that money, and say, God, I really didn't want to lose $500,000, but I did. Oh, well, I've still got my pension coming in. Now, some of those people say, well, hey, I don't want to do that. I want to invest it wisely, all that. But the people where Dave says is critically important, that's where you've got a little bit of pension, some Social Security. Now you've got to figure out how to make that money grow and last. And you guys have all been to banks out there. You've seen interest rates super low. You've seen stock markets super volatile. How do you balance all these competing objectives? Growing your money, protecting your money. It's not easy to do.
Right. And that's our talk, Retirement Strategies for People Over 55. It's this week. That's why we're mentioning it a lot today. This Tyesday at Clyde's and Tyson's, or this coming Wednesday, June 15th, at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. And if you'd like to come, we do a dinner and talk. It's completely free of charge. You can register on the phone line, 888-582-4582, or the website planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582, or planforlifenow.com. And one of the things we'll talk about at that seminar is what long-term planning and long-term investing is all about and the dangers of market timing and stuff like that.
So last week, I don't know if everybody out there noticed, I'm sure you guys aren't, you know, marking your calendar every year for this event, but last week they released the Dalbar study on investor performance versus market performance. And this is very exciting for those of us in the industry. And I've often said before, if I had to choose another career without, you know, working directly with clients, it would be in the study of investment behavior, or investor behavior, what they call behavioral finance, because it really fascinates me the way that investors behave and the mistakes that we make, because they're very identifiable, but we do it again and again. It's just very regular. So if you're not as excited about this Dalbar study as I am, or really have no clue what the heck I'm talking about, here's what it is. This is the 22nd year that they did this. So when they first did this, it was groundbreaking, but now they do it every single year. And it basically looks at the difference between the market return in a certain category versus investors' actual experience. And that difference there is primarily from investors buying and selling at the wrong times. So, for example, the S&P 500 last year, this is 2015, had a very small gain of 1.38%, right? So just basically flat, managed to squeak out a little bit of a gain. The average equity investor underperformed the market by 3.66%.
Wow, big difference.
Yeah. So let's, and you might think, oh, well, that's kind of an anomaly. Maybe last year was sort of volatile. No, actually, that's pretty consistent with the long-term average is right around long-term average is around 3.5%. So it was almost exactly an average year. And when you really dig into why does this happen? Why does it happen so regularly? Well, just to refresh your memories, what happened in August and September in the stock market last year? Stock market was down, I think it was about 11 or 12% in a, you know, a 7 or 8 week time period. What happens when the market's down 11 or 12% is a lot of people will sell their stocks.
Right.
And I know you say, hey, that's not me. I would never do that. But then you start to think about it and you go, well, yeah, I did start to, you know, shift more into government bonds, or I started to shift into this and that.
Is there a difference between selling your stocks and, quote, getting out for a bit, unquote?
No, it's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
Right.
I didn't sell my stock, got out for a bit.
No, I just got it. Yeah. Hold on. I'm just going to – I know it's
– But I think this is a distinction that needs to be made.
Well,
the difference between selling your stocks, which you would never do, and getting out for a bit,
right,
which many people do.
Well, and then that's also another point that a lot of people
which
make.
Which is selling your stocks to get out for a bit. I told my broker, let's get out for a bit, but I don't want to sell all my stocks.
Right.
Then you shouldn't have told your broker to get out for a bit.
Well, and that's also a distinction that a lot of people make is the data and the research on market timing has been so well publicized that everyone knows that you can't time the market. But people don't make – they have this dissociation between timing the market and, as Dave says, getting out for a bit. Or as people will often say, well, I'm just going to get out until things get better.
Right. Right? Now, remember, for some people, the getting out for a bit was the entire Obama administration.
Yeah. Believe me, a lot of people who listen to this station, when he was inaugurated, said, I'm getting out of the market. He's going to ruin everything. Hey, I'm not going to give him credit or take away credit, whatever. The market's been way up since then. You know, coincidence, who knows? When you see people getting in the market, getting out of the market, that costs you very real long-term returns. But here's why people do it. And I'll go through the people that do it and probably have a legitimate reason, not saying it's the best move, but they have a legitimate reason, and then the people what they really should do. So the legitimate reason for getting out of the market when you see it down 10, 12% is I'm going to retire in a couple years and I can't afford to have another 2008 type of correction, bear market, whatever you want to call it. I can't afford to have that happen because if that happens, it's over. You know, I'm just going to work till I'm 100. I'm never going to be able to retire. And that is, frankly, a legitimate argument that you can make if you have not set up a retirement plan. Right? If you've not set anything up.
Why we try to push you to set up a retirement plan, because it helps you deal with the emotion of the market.
Yeah. And so here's what these people should do. And unfortunately, it's not something that's easy to do in the moment, because you've got to make a few changes. You've got to make a few shifts. You really have to segment off your assets for what's going to be there to produce income. You know, this is what I know that I need to produce income in retirement. What's going to be there to provide me with liquidity, just capital preservation, that money's going to be there. Then what's going to be there to provide me with the growth? And that long-term growth stuff, yeah, that's going to go up and down. It's going to lose in some years 10 or 20 or 30%.
Right.
You didn't mishear. It might lose 30 or 40 or 50%. It's probably going to happen during your retirement. But if you've got those income and liquidity pieces in place, you can look at that growth piece and say, that hurts, but I'm not touching that for 10 years.
When
anyway.
You look at the best performing ETFs over or funds over a long period of time, over a 10 to 15 year cycle,
right?
You're going to see an average return that when you just look at the average return over 10 or 15 years looks great.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to give a range because it varies for the different, we'll call it top. But
you're
also
going to
see, I think what you made is a great point. You're also going to see in there the 30%, 40% decline within the very best. Mm-hmm. And it to get to the end of the rainbow there, you had to bear the 30 or 40% decline without, you know, fundamentally changing your investment philosophy. You had to sit there and grin and bear it.
Right.
The only way to do that in retirement, older, the people we care about, is to have enough money coming in every month that you didn't say if this, you know, continues. In 2008, we didn't know how long that was going to continue. If this continues, I still can hold out because I'm okay with the critical money of retirement income coming in and a little moat of other, you know, cash, conservative investments, whatever, for some liquidity. Without that, emotionally, I couldn't deal with it. And I'm a professional, so I don't know how you would deal with it.
No, if you're counting on the market recovering quickly, I mean, if that's your plan, and unfortunately with a lot of advisors, that's it. You know, the market's down 20 or 30% or, geez, even down 10 or 12%. The advice given is don't worry, it'll come back. That's the tangible advice that is given. Don't worry, it'll come back. Now, I'm not going to disagree with that. Of course, I'm going to agree with that. But as an investor, you've got to be able to look at more specific things to say, yeah, okay, I think it'll come back, but what if it takes 5 years? What if it takes 7 years? Show me how I'm going to get there and avoid selling stocks when that happens.
Retirement strategies for people over 55. That is the name of our talk. It is this week, this Tuesday, which is June 14th at Clyde's in Tyson's Corner. This Wednesday, June 15th, Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. As always, dinner and talk starts almost exactly, both at the same time at 6:35. It's completely free of charge, but you do have to register. One way is the phone line, 888-582-4582. It's an easy-to-remember phone line with a bunch of eights in it, 888-582-4582. The other, simply go to our website, planforlifenow.com. This Tuesday, Clyde's and Tyson's. This Wednesday, Normandy Farm in Potomac, 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com, 888-582-4582. Or register on our website, planforlifenow.com. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL. Welcome back to Plan for Life Now, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
All right, welcome back to the show. Who wrote this article?
This is a Rodney Brooks special.
Rodney Brooks, another good. Washington Post is doing really well these days with giving you some good stuff to read about retirement planning in their Sunday business section.
Yeah.
And I think Rodney Brooks is a very good writer on this. I'm glad he joined their staff.
Yeah, I think recently we've been doing as much of his stuff as we have of our good friend Barry Ritholtz.
So, right.
This is not a Barry special. This is a Rodney Brooks here. So I'm going to read the headline of this article, the title here, and then kind of dive into some of the details. After you've saved for retirement, annuities can help put your nest egg to work. So when we talk about retirement planning, a lot of us, rightfully so, should be worried about running out of money in retirement. And we've talked about the reasons behind this. People are living longer and longer than previous generations. And I know it's often the response of people when we show them projections living to age 95. They kind of roll their eyes, laugh, whatever, and say, nobody in my family lives to 95. And we say that may be true. We'd rather plan for that knowing that medical science is getting better at keeping us all alive. And if you live to 95 or 100, we want to make sure that there's money out there.
Right.
So I would really encourage everyone to look at this article and go read it for yourselves. But like we talked about earlier in the show, the reason why this type of planning is so important is because there's this shift away from pension plans, that more and more of us now have no pension or very minimal pension. And this is an example I often use in the seminar, as I compare and contrast my father-in-law with my wife. My father-in-law is retired from the government. He's under the old CSRS pension system, right? If you don't know what that means, basically means when he retired, he got about 80% of his pre-retirement pay. It's pretty right. good.
Great deal.
I think we'd all be pretty jealous of that.
I'd be thrilled.
My wife, on the other hand, works for the Department of Justice. She is a newer government employee, and she will not have that type of pension. You know, if she works for 30 years for the government, she'll have 30% of her right. pre-retirement pay. So it's not nearly as generous, and that puts more of a burden on her underlying assets. So what this article really talks about is going through and understanding different types of variable annuities, fixed annuities, fixed index annuities, immediate annuities. We can't go through, for various regulatory reasons and all that, we can't go through all the details of these things. But it is important to understand the differences, where they fit, where they don't fit, and have an advisor, frankly, who understands the nuances of all these different
right.
things.
You know, we just feel like financial advisors today and people who do the kind of work that we do need to have an expertise in the whole subject matter to do a complete financial plan of investments and annuities without a bias towards, and when I say, excuse me, I meant investments and insurance products
right.
in general, without a bias towards any of this. We run into some cases where the only thing we end up doing is a long-term care insurance plan. Mm-hmm. We end up some cases where we do everything for a client, from their investments to all of their insurance needs and whatever else, modeling that we do, the whole gamut. And everything in between, it all depends on the client's situation. The tools are out there. The investment product, insurance products are out there.
Sure.
How do they fit into your specific needs? Everybody is different. Without a bias. These are just products. They all work differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to know what are the best of these various categories to fit your needs. But without a bias towards one or the other, that's where I think the issue lies in this whole thing. And that's another thing we talk about in our seminar coming up this week, Retirement Strategies for People Over 55, this Tuesday, which is June 14th at Clyde's and Tyson's, or this Wednesday the 15th at Normandy Farm Restaurant in Potomac, Maryland. Dinner and seminar starts at 6:35. We're done at about 10, 5 till 8. We do a full question and answer. We don't leave till every question is answered. And when you leave, I think you'll have a better idea of how all this works and how it affects you and what's our role. Steve and I and all of this. 888-582-4582 to register, or our website, planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. This Tuesday at Clyde's, this Wednesday at Normandy Farm in Potomac. Register at 888-582-4582 or on the website, planforlifenow.com. 888-582-4582 or planforlifenow.com. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you next Sunday.